Hello and happy Friday, July 14th. This is the Tantramar Report. You're tuned in to CHMA 106.9 FM in Sackville, New Brunswick. The CHMA studio is located in the traditional lands of the Mi'kmaq people, unceded in the Treaties of Peace and Friendship, first signed with settlers in 1725. I'm Meg Cunningham. Here's what's coming up today. There are two upcoming walk-in vaccine clinics in the area, including one today. We hear how last-minute cancellations and no-shows resulted in the waste of over 50 Moderna doses at the Vitalite clinic yesterday. The Shediac RCMP is looking to the public for information on the whereabouts of a 14-year-old boy who has been missing for over 10 days. Struts and Fawcett's production manager, Lucas Morneau, is teaching members how to fly a drone responsively this afternoon. And New Brunswick's no new case streak has been broken after 7 new travel-related cases were identified. New Brunswick's 7 new cases are all travel-related, and most of them are in Zone 1, the Moncton region. The 6 cases in Zone 1 are all under 40, and the outlier case is a person in their 60s in Zone 3, which is the Fredericton region. The new cases bring the active count up to 8, and no one is in the hospital. Meanwhile, in vaccine news, there are 2 upcoming walk-in clinics in the area, including one right here in Sackville. The Corner Drugstore is hosting a walk-in vaccination clinic at their store on 106 Main Street, giving up to 60 doses of Pfizer vaccine. Pharmacist Charles Beaver says that anyone 12 and older can wander in this Saturday, July 17th, between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. to get their shot. Beaver says he really hopes to see anybody needing a first dose or people who can't come on the weekdays or find it very difficult to keep a booked appointment, and also 12 to 17-year-olds who haven't had their first dose yet. That said, he also assures the public that as long as there is still vaccine available, no one will be turned away. Those looking for their second shot are welcome to drop in. To speed things up and avoid crowding, Beaver asks that people bring pre-signed COVID-19 consent forms if they can, and a copy of their immunization record if it's their second dose. If someone were to show up at the clinic with nothing except their arms, Beaver says they can still be vaccinated that day. There will also be a clinic at the Salisbury Baptist Church today between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. These walk-in clinics will give doses of Moderna vaccine and are limited to those 18 and older. There will also be a number of AstraZeneca clinics coming up this month for those who had the AZ shot for their first dose. Anyone who wants to have AstraZeneca for their second shot as well as their first, with informed consent regarding their rare blood clotting side effect, can register for an appointment. If you are 55 or older, you can book an appointment online, but if you are under the age of 55, you need to register by calling 1-833-437-1424. Appointments will be held by Horizon or Vitalite starting today in Bathurst. The closest clinics to the Tantramar, other than the one in Bathurst today, are coming up next Friday. On Friday, July 23rd, Moncton and Bathurst will host AstraZeneca clinics, which you can register for online or over the phone. Due to an unusually high number of no-shows and last-minute cancellations, about 51 doses of Moderna vaccine were lost after Wednesday's COVID-19 vaccination clinic in Sackville. Clinic staff started the day prepared to administer 649 doses of Moderna vaccine, but on the day of the clinic, more than 100 no-shows and last-minute cancellations came in. Health Department spokesperson Sean Berry says when staff became aware of the situation, they took immediate action. At about 11:30 a.m., Vitalite opened up the clinic to walk-in appointments for anyone seeking a first dose of a Moderna vaccine. Then, at around 3:30, Vitalite announced via Twitter that anyone looking for a first or second dose could stop by at the clinic. They also announced the clinic would remain open until all doses were used. In the end, the clinic remained open until 7:23 p.m., and about half of the doses reserved for canceled appointments were lost. Barry says that as more and more New Brunswickers are getting vaccinated or have appointments, there are fewer people available when we post walk-ins. Barry says clinic staff made efforts to spread the word. They put out signage to indicate walk-ins were available and contacted local pharmacies, the hospital, businesses, the university, individuals with upcoming appointments, and other organizations. Barry notified CHMA of developments throughout the day, which CHMA posted to social media and broadcast live on the radio. This did help bring some walk-ins during the day, says Barry. Barry also says that while some cancellations are to be expected, Wednesday's number was unusually high at about 15% of total appointments. He says that when staff reached out to no-shows, they found the most prevalent reason was that people had recently received their vaccination at another walk-in clinic, but failed to cancel their appointment with Vitalite. Barry says, this is a good reminder that if you have an appointment but were able to get vaccinated sooner elsewhere, please be sure to contact your pharmacy or RHA clinic to cancel the appointment you no longer need. He says this will help ensure that someone else in your community gets protection sooner. The Shediac RCMP is looking to the public for information on the whereabouts of a 14-year-old boy who has been missing for over 10 days. Asher Thien was reported missing to police on July 5, 2021, and police are now asking the public to keep an eye out for him. Asher is 5'9", weighs around 175 pounds, has brown eyes and short brown hair, and has both ears pierced. He was last seen wearing a black hooded sweater with a flower pattern, black sweatpants, and black sneakers. He was also seen carrying a blue and gray backpack. There is a photo of him on chmafm.com. If you have any information about Asher Thien's whereabouts, please call the Shediac RCMP at 506-533-5151. Along with their weekly barbecue, Strutt's Gallery and Fawcett Media Center is hosting a workshop this afternoon. Production manager Lucas Morneau will be teaching members about the ins and outs of drones. The Media Center recently acquired the drone, which is just light enough that members can fly it without a license. That being said, there's important rules drone users need to follow to avoid upsetting local wildlife or the authorities. Here's Morneau with more details.
This year for our equipment grant, we were able to acquire a drone. Specifically, we got one that is 1 gram under the requirement that you would need for a license. So any of our members can rent out this drone now and use it, whether they need to film it for a performance, for a video project, etc. So to get people kind of trained on the drone, and we want to have them trained on the drone beforehand, before they can rent it out. So we're offering this opportunity to people to become familiar with it, to learn where they can and cannot fly it, and to actually try and test it out.
Okay, so it sounds like there might be a bit of added responsibility for a drone rather than something like a handheld camera. What is important for people to know before they throw a drone up in the air?
Well, first of all, where you're flying. So in New Brunswick, for example, there's quite a lot of spots that you cannot fly due to airports, aerodromes. For example, you can't fly in Dorchester because of the prison there. So a part of it is showing them that aspect of, you know, if they're going to be planning out a shot, that they should know where they can and can't fly. Mm-hmm. But also, from my own experience, when we were testing out the drones, we noticed that crows tend to get territorial with them.
Oh.
And will try to go after them. So a part of it is sort of scouting out the area before you fly and taking a look out for, like, hawks, eagles, and corvids to make sure that you're flying and not going into their territory.
Is there any cost to do the workshop? Do you have to be a member to come and learn about the drone?
Yeah, so it is closed to members only. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to be the only workshop we do for this. I know that quite a lot of people are interested in flying this drone, and, you know, having the workshop on a Friday isn't the best situation for a lot of people. So it's something that we're going to offer in the future as well. And it's only a small group of people allowed for this time around, just because we do want to keep numbers low, even though we're going to be outdoors. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you have to be a member to rent and to do the workshop. So to, you know, memberships are as low for students for $10, but $15 for general public. And to rent the drone, you have to be either a production member or a full-in production member. So that's about $30 and up.
Okay.
But that gives you access to all of our equipment. So whether it be like the cinema cameras, audio, video gear, etc.
That was Struts and Fawcett production manager Lucas Morneau. Members can sign up for the limited workshop on the Struts and Fawcett website. That's all for the Tantramar Report this week. Get in touch by email at news@chmafm.com. I'm Meg Cunningham. Thank you for listening.